You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Hello and welcome to The Football Hour. On The Football Hour, we like to do a lot of features. I like to come up with weird and wacky features for you. And this final one, well, it certainly is weird and it certainly is wacky. This is Footballer Love Letters. And do you know what this is? This is the part of The Football Hour when I can really let my feelings be known for my love for certain players or when a certain player scores an amazing goal. And you know what? Do you know what it does? It makes me have a tingle inside. Oh yeah, I know it's often hard for men to open up about their feelings, but if you ask a man to talk about his love towards one of his favourite players, or a goal his team scored, we somehow manage to turn into Shakespeare, not Craig Shakespeare, Keats, E. Cummings, or Jose Mourinho talking about his love for parking the bus. The words rush out of us like nothing else in life. Football holds the key to our emotions. And it's so sad that it's only through football that we allow our emotions to come through. But that's okay, because this is footballer love letters. Do you know what happened the other day? Well, I was minding my own business, scrolling through Twitter. You know as you do. You're just scrolling through Twitter. Yeah, I like that. Retweet that. Okay, unfollow them. Okay. And then something strange happens. Do you know what happened? Bang. Crash. Goal. Oh, yes. Something popped up from a bolt from the blue. Do you know what it was? It was a strike so hard and so true, NASA tried to jump on the ball to fly to Mars. I watched a video on Twitter of Tony Yeboah's mind-blowing goal versus Liverpool in 1995. Then, rather strangely, my radio switched itself on without me touching it, and this song by Al Green came on the radio. If I were you, I'd write a letter. I'd tell the world just how I feel. That is one of the best ideas I've ever heard of. Thank you, Al Green. I'll write a love letter to Tony Yeboah about his strike against Liverpool. So this letter is addressed to Mr. T. Yeboah, Leeds United Football Club, Elland Road, LS 11, 0 ES, Leeds, West Yorkshire. This, football friends, is footballers' love letters. I really hope you enjoy it, Tony. Dear Mr. Yeboah, the year was 1995, and Leeds were taking on their Merseyside rivals, Liverpool, two of the most historic clubs in England. In England, lock horns on a warm August evening. The Premier League was in its infancy. It was a league which was growing and growing, and its appeal must have caught your eye. Whilst you, a young African player, was playing in Germany. What was it about Leeds though, Tony? Why did you want to go to West Yorkshire? I bet it was the famous Yorkshire puddings. Yeah, I bet you're a massive Yorkshire pud fan, weren't you, Tony? Anyway, whatever fueled you, it worked. 24 goals in 47 appearances made you a cult hero in the hearts of Leeds fans. But the strike I want to discuss via this letter is the Rocket versus Liverpool. The ball was booted long from a goal kick. It was knocked and headed about until it made its way to the left back. The Scouse players didn't have a Scooby-Doo what was coming. They were pretty relaxed. But you, Tony, you were gearing up for something rather special. You were thinking about your legacy. Now that sounds stupid and poncy, but it feels just about right. The late, great Gary Speed plays a part in the build-up. He takes a quick 1-2 with the fullback. Then the ball flies high. And it wasn't going to touch the ground until it was a screamer of a goal. The ball had strapped itself in for its flight. The old-school Premier League white ball loops towards Brian Dean. Then Dino heads it back to you about 30 yards out. And you steady yourself. You grab the flight of the ball. And then something quite biblical happens. Smash! This Boeing 747 starts its assault on the goal. It smashes the bar harder than a night out with George Best, Paul Merson and Paul Gascoigne. You turn to celebrate and Elland Road erupts. The memory of this goal versus Liverpool will last forever, Tony. And I, to finish off this letter, just have to say thank you, Tony Yeboah, for that goal. Big love, yours faithfully, Alex Mearns, The Football Hour.